cars. How, what kind of parking do you call that?
That's parallel parking. Mm-hmm.
If you went down to Cherokee Plaza, and
yeah.
What do you call that parking?
Well, that's in the parking lot. That's angle parking.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a place where you'd connect a fire flow, fire hose that you aren't supposed to park next to?
That's illegal parking there. It's yellow, too.
Yeah, what's the thing you connect the fire hose to if you have a fire?
Oh, the hydrant?
Yeah. Let's see. What do you call the building, like at Rich's downtown, where you park, or like at Davison's, or like at the Varsity?
Plus parking lot?
Oh,
they say indoor parking down at Rich's.
You call a building where you park anything different from a lot where you park?
Oh, yeah, that's indoor parking, and they have the parking lots. Usually the parking lots don't have the roof over.
Mm-hmm. What is the tallest building in Atlanta now? Do you know the tallest couple?
Oh, I guess it'd be the gas building, be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the first tallest one was the First National Bank building. Yeah. And the merchandise mart, pretty big, and the top of the mark, the restaurant's in. What's the name of it? Got the name of it down in there. Oh, Hyatt Regency's in it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Can't even think of the name of
Peachtree
it.
Peachtree Center down there?
Yeah, but can't think of the building, the name of the building now, but that is one of the larger ones.
Uh-huh. Sometimes if you have houses or apartment buildings close together, you have passageways between them that actually aren't streets, but they're a way of getting between. What do you call those?
Those are alleys. That's what they call them around here.
Would you distinguish between one between houses and one between apartment buildings?
No, they just...
What do you call a place like, you know, up here in the corner of Pine Grove up here where those condominiums nearly came in that time?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call an area like that?
A residential area?
No, I mean the vacant or the place where there's no houses on it.
The undeveloped, the vacant lots.
And is there a place in this neighborhood where children go to play?
The only playground they have right in our neighborhood is a playground at school and what little facilities we have at the church up there.
Where, if you were downtown in an office building, where would you get a drink of water on the apartments?
Well, they have the fountains in most of the buildings now.
Mm-hmm. If you were in a park and wanted a drink of water, where would you get it?
Go to the fountain, yeah, park.
This is sort of a shotgun question now. I'm not looking for brand names, but I'd like some names of different kinds of cars and trucks, different types of cars and trucks.
Oh, you mean passenger car?
Mm-hmm.
And the van type and the trucks and the trailers, is that something like that?
Yeah. What do you call your truck, for example?
That's a van type.
And it's what? It's closed?
It's a Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. Closed van.
What about the vehicle that the man across the street used to have
that,
such a...
That pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a car like mine, my Hornet out there? I mean,
that's a two-door sedan,
yeah. My Jaguar.
Passenger car?